Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and it's time to talk about life in the sandbox. Ron Price is with me, of course, from Productive Outcomes, author of the Sandbox series of books. Ron, good morning.
Good.
Welcome back. Hey,
Scott, good to be with you again. Thank you.
You're welcome. You mentioned a technique that we want to talk about this week, which is the LUV technique, but it's spelled L-U-V. And that's an acronym for what you're going to remind me of what it is.
That's right. Actually, it's the love talk technique.
Thank you.
I don't fault you for leaving out that word, but it is a key word. Scott, let me tell you something I know about you. Now, again, you and I have been friends for several years, but we don't know each other that well.
Right.
But I do know something about you.
Do you now? Okay.
You want to be understood by the important people in your life. Am I right or wrong?
It would be nice. It'd be refreshing.
that's a whole different matter. Yes. But seriously, so do I.
So does everybody.
So does everybody.
Yeah.
We all want to be understood. And by the way, it starts early in life. We come into this world, we're crying. And we want people to understand us. Why are we crying? Are we cold? Are we hungry? Are we soiled?
Someone just slapped my bottom. That's why I'm crying.
That's exactly right. Who was that guy? Oh, gal. But yeah, we want to be understood. And that never goes away. Have you ever been around a toddler who's trying to be understood? They have some mastery of the English language, but not much.
Right.
They're trying to be understood, and nobody's understanding them. Is that a pleasant experience for them?
I haven't been around too many, but I would go on an edge here and say, no, it is not a pleasant experience.
You're not on a dangerous limb.
Yeah.
They can get frustrated and
sure.
And upset. Why aren't you understanding me? And then we go into elementary school and we want to fit in with our classmates and our teachers. And to this day, you want to be understood by the important people in your life. Well, guess what? The important people in your life want to be understood by you. And so what happens in so many ugly sandboxes, if I may, is that you have two or more people each trying to be understood at the same time. So they're both talking. Well, if both are talking, Scott, who's listening?
Neither.
And if neither's listening, who's understanding?
Definitely neither.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And again, we can make light of it if we want, but it's not funny. It's hurtful. And so many relationships, I don't have figures for you, but I know that so many relationships have ended because the people felt they weren't understood and gave up even wanting to understand each other. So they say, forget about it. So, the love talk. Listen, understand, validate. This also ties in well, by the way, with the Covey, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. We may work some of that into our programs
sure.
together. Habit 5 is seek first to understand, then to be understood. You have a right to be understood by friends and family members and associates and so forth. You have that right, but so do they. So let them go first. Seek first to understand, and then to be understood. Well, that's where the love talk comes in. Listen, understand, validate. It's simple. I don't know that it's easy, but it's simple.
Right.
Rules for the speaker. When you're doing the love talk, if you're the speaker, you speak for yourself. Don't mind read and don't use it as an opportunity to lob verbal grenades at the other person. Just speak for yourself. I feel, I'm concerned, I prefer. You're giving information. You're not attacking. You're giving information. But then you're going to stop every so often, in fact, frequently, and you're going to let the listener paraphrase what they just heard. And again, this is not brand new. Proactive listening's been around for ages. But so often, Scott, you may say to somebody A, B, C, and you mistakenly believe that they heard and understood A, B, C the way you meant it, even though you're the professional communicator. Is that possible?
Right. Yeah, well, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, it's human. But you may not know that they didn't understand ABC the way you meant it. So you pause and you let them in their own words tell you what they heard. That way you know, did we connect? If you did, great. You know they're listening, add a little more. If they didn't get it the way you intended it, great. We know we missed, take another run at it.
Perfect.
The goal has got to be understanding, not persuasion. I was in a training several years ago and one of my fellow participants said, you know, I often hear talk about the shoot and reload method of communication. Shoot and reload. We fire off and then we pause while the other babbles on about something, but we're not listening. We're reloading so that we can fire off again. It is comical, but repercussions are not humorous at all.
Right.
So when you're the speaker, speak for yourself, don't mind read. When you're the listener, just focus on their message. Turn off that inner voice that's saying, yeah, but, or, you know, wanting to add your own thoughts. You'll have a chance. You'll have a chance. Once you've shown them that you've understood them, then it's your turn. But for right now, just paraphrase back. So what I'm hearing you say, or what I'm understanding, or what I think you want me to understand is, and paraphrase back. Communication doesn't have to be as difficult as sometimes we make it. And using the love talk can help make it a lot more enjoyable, a lot more effective and productive.
There you go. And that paraphrasing, if you'll pardon me for pointing out the obvious, is the V letter of the love talk. That's the validating.
Validation. Yeah, yeah, you're validating what they said.
Right.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. And great paraphrase. You asked, you wanted to be clear
right.
of what I was saying.
Right.
Perfect example. Absolutely. That's right. Why you are Scott Micklin.
I don't know about
the
that.
The host that you are.
Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
You're very gracious. That's Ron Price. He is with me every Wednesday, of course, right here on... Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.